He's the first man in Washington to walk around with an artificial heart, and that made me wonder. I met them both near the exit of the surgical pavilion at the UW hospital. Dr. Nahush Mokadam, the heart transplant surgeon, and Chris Marshall, the patient.
So you have no heart in your body right now. I'm standing here talking to you. Look like a normal guy.
Mm-hmm. No ventricles and no valves. There isn't much left in my heart.
And standing between you is what?
It's a portable pneumatic device that is powering the total artificial heart that I have.
Looking at it, it looks like something ordinary to see in a hospital. People wheel things around all the time with clear plastic tubes coming out of it. And this thing is pumping air into your heart.
It's pumping air into the device that is expelling blood that has been drawn into the total artificial heart, and then it expels it. So there's a pressure and vacuum in the hoses that is causing this total artificial heart bellows to move in and out.
And what does it feel like to have that in there, and what does it feel like to walk around with it?
I feel quite a bit of vibration in my body, so it feels like all the cells in my body are alive, but I'm getting used to the sensation, but I feel very, very good.
I've heard you're up to walking a couple of miles.
Yeah, 4 miles is what I've done the last couple of days. 75 laps around the ward, so I'm looking forward to new territory to walk.
Wow. Can we talk a little bit about what happened and why you had to remove his heart?
His heart muscle doesn't work. It's lost its pumping capability. And when he first came to us at the end of January, the function of his heart was pumping less than 10%. Normally, it's 65%. That's what a normal heart will pump. And so his ejection fraction was less than 10%. What was somewhat unusual about Mr. Marshall is that it wasn't just on the left side. Most people who have heart muscle dysfunction, it mostly involves the left side. We have alternatives for patients with just left-sided failure. His involved both sides about equally, and that's why we chose to go down the path of a total artificial heart for him.
It's pretty drastic to take out somebody's heart.
Yeah, it is. On the other hand, he was sort of at the end of the line in terms of his heart failure. He'd been in and out of the hospital over the last year with heart failure. He'd had multiple episodes of requiring shocks to his heart to keep it going properly. And although it's drastic, I think the alternative was that he wouldn't be with us today.
I got to ask, how much does this thing cost and this whole procedure, and who's paying for it?
The package for what I'm holding in my hand, which is the total artificial heart, is $124,000. The cost of the hospitalization is about $250,000. That's covered by insurance companies. We spoke to his insurance company prior to his surgery and got pre-authorization to do the procedure.
And how many of these a year do you do? How many heart transplants a year?
Around the world, there have been more than 1,000 of these implanted. We do about 20 to 30 heart transplants in this institution per year. Nationwide, about 2,200 per year.
So, Chris, you were supposed to be here temporarily. You live in Alaska. How is that working out, and when do you think you'll go home?
Well, I mean, it was quite a shock when we came down here for a one-day visit with the heart center and found out that I was too sick to return home. I was admitted to the hospital, and then my wife had to find a place to live, and it's been quite a bit to adapt for her to live down here. But until I can get a heart transplant, who knows when I'll get that. There's a minimum of 3 months that I'll have to stay after the heart transplant before I'll be able to go back to Alaska.
Overall, you're a smiling guy, so how are you feeling about all this?
I'm happy to be alive, and I feel very good.
Thank you both very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Nahush Mokadam is a heart surgeon at the UW, and Chris Marshall is his patient, the first in the Northwest to avoid months in a hospital bed because he can walk around with a temporary artificial heart. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.